This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Donald Trump is coming to Colorado Friday, the first day ballots go out for this fall's election. CPR's Megan Verley has more.
Trump promised to visit Aurora weeks ago. He said if elected, the city would be one of the first places he would target for mass deportations. The Republican presidential candidate claims a transnational gang is operating with impunity in Aurora. Police have arrested around a dozen people with gang ties, but local leaders say the situation has been exaggerated for political gain. I'm Megan Verley, CPR News.
More than 200 small businesses are hoping to be part of the growth at Denver International Airport. The mostly family-run, locally-owned businesses took part in DIA's first souvenir and snack expo. Harold and Maritha Hughes from Aurora co-founded Flex ID.
We market wrist-worn ID holders and wallets that are comfortable, convenient, and secure to wear, providing hands-free access to and display of your credit cards and photo ID.
It opens up. It can be branded with corporate brands. This one here has a Colorado flag on there.
78 million people travel through DIA each year. And temperatures continue to tie or break record highs across southern Colorado. Alamosa is usually one of the cooler places in the region, but Kathleen Torgerson with the National Weather Service in Pueblo says the San Luis Valley city broke the record high every day for the last week.
They have broken records consecutively 7 days in a row from late September all the way into October.
Temps there have hovered near 80 for the past week. Average October highs are typically in the upper 60s. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.